Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1670. What is the one most important thing you can do to keep your memory razor sharp? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. All right, let's keep this intro nice and short so we can hear all about how to keep your memory razor sharp. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. What is the one most important thing you can do to keep your memory razor sharp? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Eat fish. Simple, isn't it? Yet, how many of us are A, aware of the benefits to our brains of including fish regularly in our diet, and B, how many of us actually put it into practice, even though we know it's good for us? So, what is it about fish that's so good for the brain? Fish oil. Lovely fish oil, full of omega-3 fatty acids. And it's not just a case of any old fish. The ones most often recommended are those fish that are carnivorous, meaning they eat other fish, and they don't live too long because they can accumulate too much mercury, which is toxic, and they tend to be cold water fish. So it's simple. Just hop on down to your nearest fish market or supermarket and ask for the best carnivorous, short-lived cold water fish bursting with omega-3 they have fresh today. The fish that are often recommended include salmon, sardines, herring, tuna, mackerel, and anchovies. So, what are these omega-3 fatty acids? Well, they are polyunsaturated fats, and they are an essential component for all cell membranes throughout the body. The key fatty acid for our brain is DHA, or docosahexaenoic acid for short, which is a type of omega-3 fat. The body can produce its own DHA, but not in adequate quantities, so we need to include it in our diet. The structure of cell membranes dictate what can pass in or out of the cell. If we lack sufficient omega-3 building blocks to maintain the normal structure and integrity of the cell membrane, then the cell may not function as well. If this is a brain cell, then obviously our brain will not be functioning at its best level. As we get older, our ability to produce our own DHA also declines, again, making supplementation through our diet increasingly important. Can't stand fish? Well, we can also derive ALA, or alpha-linoleic acid, another source of omega-3s, from plant sources, including kiwi fruit, walnuts, avocado, tofu, and flaxseed. Having sufficient omega-3 will keep our brain and eyes healthy, help stabilize mood, and lower our risk for developing depression and dementia. In fact, omega-3 fats help us learn, focus, problem solve, remember, improve communication between brain cells, and protect us from oxidative damage. Pass the tin of tuna now, please. And yes, there is more in terms of benefits for our general health. Not only are omega-3s good for our brains, they help reduce our triglyceride levels, improve the elasticity of our blood vessels, and help to lower blood pressure. They help to keep the blood thin and prevent clots, and may help maintain a normal heart rhythm. Convinced yet? So, how much do we need? 2 to 3 meals of fish per week is the current recommendation. This can include canned fish, fresh fish, or baked or grilled fish. Deep fried is probably not the best option, though. As a child, my family and I always had fish on Fridays. I love fish and chips, but many restaurants now offer grilled fish as an alternative to the deep fried, battered, and crumbed varieties, plus side salads as an alternative to the greasy hot chips. Canned fish can make an easy addition to any lunch or dinner. How much omega-3 is in a regular serving of fish? Well, if we use 100 grams of fish as the standard, then canned sardines contain about 2,000 milligrams of omega-3 fats. Atlantic salmon has anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of omega-3. Canned tuna has about 600 milligrams, and sardines have about 300 milligrams. And the fish skin apparently contains 3 times the amount of omega-3 when compared to the flesh. Now, eating the fish skin may be good for you, but I have to admit, I'm not a fan. It has to be really crispy to entice me to eat it. The other thing that can be done, of course, is to take fish oil capsules, taking 2 1,000 milligram capsules each day. And if you're put off by that fish burp from some capsules, keeping them cold in the fridge seems to help. And there are some burp-free varieties on the market. Some clever marketers have also manufactured fish oil capsules for kids, enticing them with the thought that these will make them smarter and perform better at school, by making the capsules in the shape of little fish. Great idea if it will persuade the kids to take them, especially if they're fish haters and refuse to eat it in their diets. So, what's the one thing we can do to keep our memory razor sharp? Eat fish, preferably 3 times a week. You just listened to the post titled, "What is the one most important thing you can do to keep your memory razor sharp?" by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As Dr. Brockes said, fish is definitely a healthy addition to most any diet, unless, of course, you have a fish allergy or intolerance. Fish that are higher in omega-3 fats, like those Dr. Brockes mentioned, may not only help our brains stay sharp as we age, but they may even help prevent or improve autoimmune conditions. For example, among those with inflammatory bowel disease, like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, consuming 1,000 milligrams of omega-3 fats twice a day helped them stay in remission. Now, to help lower the amount of fat in the blood, also known as triglycerides, some doctors may recommend taking up to 4,000 milligrams of omega-3 each day. In fact, for those with rheumatoid arthritis, another autoimmune condition, consuming omega-3 fats regularly can help ease symptoms. Now, if you want an easy way to remember which fish sources are the highest in these omega-3 fats, remember the acronym SMASHED, spelled S-M-A-S-H-H-T-T. SMASHED. Here's what the acronym stands for. S, salmon. M, mackerel. A, anchovies. S again, sardines. H, herring. The second H, halibut. T, tuna. And the second T, trout. Now, in case you're concerned about the mercury levels in each of these, and if you're worried about the sustainability of consuming these fish regularly, the Monterey Bay Aquarium publishes a seafood watch guide. This seafood watch guide will tell you which fish are more sustainably caught, which have lower levels of potentially harmful toxins like mercury and PCBs and so on. It's available to anyone that wants it. Just go to seafoodwatch.org. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.